angry at Dad for leaving.
But I still miss him and our old house. Our new apartment is tiny.
When things around you become difficult and challenging, trust God to get you through it. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, I'm Zach. Let's face it, life has been kind of tough for the last year. COVID has created a lot of fear and uncertainty in our culture, and many have been worried about the future. When times get tough, the best thing you can do is learn to trust in God. Now, He won't make everything magically better, but He has promised to help you get through the tough times. That's why I love Psalm 37:5. It says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you." And now for our story. It's called The Transformation. Oh, no! Imogene's shoulders slumped as she and Mom walked around the apartment. Is this really where we're going to live? It's tiny compared to our old house. I know. Mom's eyes glistened with tears. But we can't afford to live in a house like our old one without Dad. And we can't live at Gran's forever. She needs her own space, too. Imogene's face flushed scarlet. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm angry at Dad for leaving, but I still miss him in our old life. I expected our new home to be bigger and brighter than this. Trust me, it has potential, Mom said, locking the door behind them. We will survive this, even though it's hard for us both. Let's be thankful we have somewhere to live and do our best to make it feel like home. In her spare time after work, Mom made curtains and picked out colorful paints and plants. Imogene did what she could to help, determined to make the best of their situation and cheer her mother up. A few weeks later, Imogene spent the weekend with her grandma so Mom could paint and decorate the apartment. When Imogene and Gran stepped inside on Sunday, they were astonished. Imogene couldn't believe the transformation. The rooms were brightly colored with freshly painted walls and vivid curtains. The plants in the rooms and on the balcony made it feel welcoming and cozy. Now, I know it hasn't been easy with all these changes, but what do you think? Asked Mom. Imogene was speechless. This was far better than she'd imagined. Mom, it's wonderful! As they sat down for a piece of Gran's delicious homemade cherry pie, Gran said, You know, this home reminds me of how Jesus works in our lives to transform us. We might worry we don't have much to offer Him or feel nervous about the future, but Jesus shapes our lives and gives us strength in difficult times. Just like this apartment, He transforms us into something beautiful. Imogene's eyes lit up. We trusted Mom with this apartment, and now we have to trust God to help us through our problems. Jesus will guide us all through this. Mom nodded. That's right. So how about you? Are you going through a tough time? Do you worry about how the situation will be resolved? Maybe it's a new location, a family separation, or a change in household income that can be scary and upsetting. But remember, Jesus cares for you. He's given us His Spirit to help us through daily challenges, and He uses them to transform us. So trust Him to guide you and give you strength. Our key verse is Psalm 37:5.
Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you.
And our key thought for the day, Jesus transforms lives. If you want an easy way to make time for God every day, just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen while you're eating lunch, or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.